In Samuel Beckett's famous play, Waiting for Godot, there are two main characters on stage almost all the time. Very little happens in terms of action and plot. The two men are waiting in hope for the arrival of a person called Godot. Much discussion follows about the arrival of this person, Godot, and there is great tension in the expectation. The patient waiting is the main action of the play. Godot never arrives. We don't know who this Godot is or what he looks like, but even when the play ends, we still expect that he may arrive at any minute. Advent, like waiting for Godot, is a time of patient expectation, a time of waiting in hope. We wait in hope for the coming of the long-awaited Messiah, our Saviour. During this Advent season, we continue our journey of hope through our pilgrimage towards Christmas. Our hearts, as ever, rejoice in the glad tidings of Christ who was born in Bethlehem to be the Saviour of all the world. Yet with all our joy and the long centuries behind us of hearts made glad by his coming, we know there is much in us that deafens our ears to the sound of angel anthems, much that blinds us to the sight of guiding stars amid the darkness, much that crowds our hearts and minds, leaving little room for the humbler benedictions of this life. If repentance can purify our hope, if for this reason we may become pure-hearted, if we now can welcome you with all our soul, then grace us with your most wondrous blessing through Christ, who was born to be the light of the world forever. During this blessed time of preparation, patient waiting and preparation, let me not wrap, stack, box, bag, tie, tag, bundle, seal, keep Advent. Advent kept is liable to mould. Let me give Advent away, unwrapped by exuberant armfuls. Let me share, dance, live Advent unpretentiously, merrily, responsibly, with overflowing hands, tireless steps, sparkling eyes, and most of all the gift of hope. Advent given away will stay fresh, even until it comes again. I finish with the Advent prayer of Henry Nouwen that goes, Lord Jesus, Master of both the light and the darkness, send your Holy Spirit upon our preparations for Christmas. We who have so much to seek, quiet spaces to hear your voice every day. We who are anxious over many things look forward to your coming among us. We who are blessed in so many ways long for the complete joy of your kingdom. We who are hearts heavy seek the joy of your presence. We are your people walking in darkness yet seeking the light. To you we say, Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.